Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe O, Sammy P, Monday morning. Let's just talk about it now before we jump into the college. What a little bit of what we saw over the weekend, the moves that we already saw yesterday about the upcoming week in college football. We got an email from YouTube TV. If you're a subscriber, so did you on Sunday afternoon. Mine says, "Hi, Joe. We've been working in good faith to negotiate a deal with Disney that pays them fairly for their content and returns their programming to YouTube TV. We know it's been disappointing to lose Disney content, and we want you to know we deeply appreciate your patience. In light of the disruption, we're offering our subscribers a $20 credit in bold. Over the next few days, you will receive a follow-up email with instructions on how to redeem your $20 credit for YouTube TV. About 10 days ago, we received an email saying that they were going to give us a $20 credit. Now they're saying, Sam, that they're going to give us a $20 credit update, but you're going to have to take more steps." Kind of like how ESPN and Disney is saying, "Hey, go to this website. Hey, demand this." They want us to do the work. And while in this email, YouTube TV is saying, "Yeah, we'll give you credit if you do some more work." I don't want the $20. I don't want it. I just want what we're paying for instead. Very frustrating.
How about you give us the games, you pricks? Give us the That's games it. That we pay for. And also, why do I have to follow up email a $20 credit? Take it off my bill. Why do I have to do it? I already pay for it. Just take it off. And don't appreciate my patience. Don't assume my patience. I've had it up to here with this. I had to leave the house the last two Saturdays to watch college football. Appreciate your patience.
I'm leaving. Please remind me, whether we're doing a show somewhere or not, that I said I'm leaving YouTube TV as soon as the NFL regular season is over. The only reason I haven't left is because I want Sunday NFL ticket. And, you know, this YouTube TV thing is probably part of the reason I was pissed off yesterday, in addition to the results. I mean, I had a bad day in the NFL, which, you know, took away a good day in college. But I'm sitting there, and it's all crap. The game sucked. They were all blowouts and nothing exciting. Saturday was so much more exciting than what we saw yesterday in the NFL. It wasn't close. And I'm sticking with YouTube TV so I can get to see all these games. That blew. And that annoyed me as well yesterday. But you know why? They're making you take this extra step for this, this precious $20. Oh, suck it. You can't get anything for $20 anymore anyways. You can't even get a lunch barely. But because they know there's going to be thousands of people that just don't do it, of their 10 million subscribers, that they're going to miss the email or they're going to forget to do it. They'll delete it or they'll think I'll do it later, and then they never end up doing it. So they end up saving a ton of money. We know that's why.
I'm going to do it, but I'm still pissed. And you're right. Yeah. They have us over a barrel if you're an NFL viewer. And you're right. The NFL experience wasn't great for me yesterday. I had quad box going. I had Vikings, Ravens, top left, which I lost money on. Top right, Bucks, Patriots, which I lost money on. Bottom left was Bears, Giants. And we've already discussed that and how Caleb Williams is now Michael Jordan. And then bottom right, what was bottom right? Can't remember. Must not have been that good of a game. Oh, Bills, Dolphins. Wasn't a good game. That's right. 16-0 Dolphins lead in the fourth quarter. You're like, oh, the Bills just beat the Chiefs. I didn't enjoy the experience, but you have to have the games on. So until that point, you're right. I will not change because I need to watch games that I lose money on for the next 2 months. And then maybe I'll cancel it. We could probably cancel it. Here's when we could do it, realistically. We could do it once the regular season ends.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You could switch then because all the playoff games, for the most part, you could handle, right? I mean, at the most, there's two on at a time, but those are nationally televised games. Unless they put one of them on Netflix this year. I'm not aware of the postseason plan. I don't think they would do that. They do it on Christmas, though. They put the Christmas game on Netflix. So, yeah, I might pull the YouTube TV pin after week 18, I guess, and just pull the pin.
You mean when we're unemployed? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good call. Save that $80 a month.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe there are some people out there that have Sunday Ticket YouTube TV with it, and they've already started that process, and they're just adding another streaming service. I'm not adding another one for like $100 a month or whatever.
No.
It's just so no, there's it's no dumb. Point. Yeah, why for what?
I mean, I know you're all upset at YouTube TV, but it doesn't mean you need to spend more money.
Well, that brings us to college football. What if we get to the playoff and we can't watch it? So we'll be done by then, right? If you pull the pin, we're done by the time what are the dates of the college football playoff starts?
I don't know. I mean, I remember last year when the games were on New Year's Day,
First round, December 19th and 20th.
Okay, and then it's got to end early January, like January 10th would be my guess, something like that.
Championship, the 19th, semis, the 8th and the 9th.
Wait, the championship is on January 19th?
Correct.
And the playoff starts on December 19th. Wow.
It's really dumb. It's a full
long playoff.
Okay, so what they're doing, it's not week to week. It's how they finagled this basically is a week and a half between games. So you go 19-20, then you go New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then we go 8-9, and then we go 19th.
Okay. I mean, it was similar last year. That just seems like it's a lot of time between games. I do remember, though, vividly that it was after the first of the year because that was when Notre Dame beat Georgia, and I was doing the show from the Score, and I walked in, and Dykstra said, now you got to play a real team. And that was right after New Year's Day. Yeah, so Notre Dame played Penn State in early January and then won that game to go to the title game, I believe, because Notre Dame beat Indiana, Georgia, Penn State, and then lost to Ohio State, if I remember correctly.
Yep. I remember being at a New Year's Eve party and watching one of the playoff games. I think that was Penn State Boise, which wasn't close at all. Yeah, so that was the quarterfinals, and that's the situation we're going to have this year. Okay, so 11 college football playoff games. 9 are on ESPN or ABC.
Great.
Better.
Perfect.
Be figured out.
Yep. Yeah. Well, just take your $20 credit, and everything will be just fine. For Notre Dame, let's talk about this game, because this number has moved. The look ahead on Notre Dame Pitt was 9. They reopened it yesterday at Circa at 10. And now we are out to 10.5 or 11. Actually, I see an 11.5 at the Green Book. BetMGM has 10.5. Circa and Westgate have 11. Notre Dame's offense, I think, is elite. And that was one of my bets on Saturday, Notre Dame, which speaking of market moves, that game last Monday was 25.5. By kickoff against Navy, the number was 31. And I was getting texts from people back home. Do you still like Notre Dame at minus 31? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh. And it didn't matter because they covered all the numbers, but these are the people that I deal with in life.
Talked all week about it. Yeah.
All week. Monday, lay 25. Wednesday, lay 26.5. Friday, lay it before it gets to 28. Saturday, text. You like it at 31? And you wonder. You wonder why people don't win sometimes. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, though, look, people are going to bet against Notre Dame because they don't think the defense is all that good, and I understand it. And Pitt's got a young quarterback that's been very impressive. I'm not saying lay it. Like, I don't think I'm going to be on Notre Dame here, but I do think you can wait if you like Pittsburgh. I do think Notre Dame will get more support throughout the week.
How about the late money, though?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Seattle closes 7.5, win and cover easily. Rams closes 6, wins and covers easily. Detroit closes 8.5, wins and closes easily. You just mentioned one example, Notre Dame in college. How about Texas Tech? That thing was 10 all week. It closed 13.5. Wasn't close. All of these won and covered. The late money, man. Respect it. Game day money.
And they should have won.
Go check it out.
They should have. Texas Tech should have won by 40. Like, they kept kicking field goals inside the red zone. Mm-hmm. They dominated BYU, which, again, college was great for this show. It was great for me. College was awesome. Between Notre Dame at a good number, Iowa at a good number, 6.5, and then the Texas Tech minus 10 was great. So there's another big mover, Joe. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. So the opener in Vegas was 13.5 on Florida and Ole Miss. There were some texts rumbling around yesterday that Florida's going to have some opt-outs. And that's been sort of rumored, you know, Napier gone. Florida just got lost number 6. Guys are just going to leave because guys are going to transfer out. And why wait? Why go out there and play? The rumor is that Florida's going to be down a bunch of guys. And it's nothing you can confirm. Can tell you it's been bet, though. So Mississippi yesterday, it's weird to say Mississippi, Ole Miss. Ole Miss was 13.5 point favorites on Sunday afternoon. That number is now 16.5 at multiple books. It did get to 17 yesterday. Got to 17. And then somebody came in and grabbed the number. They took 17. I'm hearing it could be very bad, like an exodus of players at Florida who are just done. They don't want to be there. And they're going to enter the portal. If that's the case, if they're down multiple starters on both sides of the ball, how bad could it get?
I did notice that move, and now that makes sense. Another move was in favor of Florida State. Florida State goes from 11.5 out to 13.5. Not as big of a move, not through key numbers like you're talking about with the 14 there with the Ole Miss game, but certainly a move in favor of Florida State against Va Tech. So that one certainly stood out as well. Were there any others that jumped out to you?
Not so much a move, but I am curious to see where this does move throughout the week. That's Oklahoma and Alabama. The opener at Circa was 6.5. Bama, of course, favored. Bama's at home. The initial move went to 7, but then you started to see some buyback at 7. So, you know, somebody came in, late Alabama, they went right to 7, and then somebody else came in and took the 7. So that could line up a very solid week of two-way action. I think you're going to have plenty of support for Alabama at home, obviously. But I think people look at this Oklahoma offense and think, okay, they can move the ball too. So that'll be fun to see. Again, not a big move per se, but I think that'll be interesting to follow the next 5 days or so. Where does this number close? I'm going to guess about 6. That's my guess. But that'll be a fun two-way fight throughout the week. I think you're going to have people on both ends of that spectrum. Guys that want to take the points with Oklahoma, other people that want to lay it with Alabama.
What is your first thought when I say, okay, now Iowa, after that loss, they go on the road to USC, and you've got the Trojans laying 6.5?
I like Iowa still.
So you do? Okay.
I think. Right. I don't know.
First thought. Yeah, you're not locked into this.
I just think Iowa's just tough. I think they're tough. But it is, when you go on the road, it's a little bit different. These are two, obviously, contrasting styles. The total makes me a little nervous, though. Seeing the total around 50,
high.
That's not an Iowa total. And you know what I mean by that. That's not an Iowa total.
No, we saw an Iowa total on Saturday, for sure.
40.
With a 41 score.
That's an Iowa total. When you see 41, good for Iowa. When you see 50,
bad.
Not good for Iowa.
I assume this game's going to take the most amount of handle, Texas-Georgia. Georgia 6, some spots 6.5, total 47.5.
I'm thinking money line, man.
Yeah.
I think they can win. Yeah, I do.
Well, you bet them for the playoff. I mean, you're making that bet. You're assuming they're winning this game because they have to.
Yeah, we do a best bet underdog on Bear Bets on Thursday, like a dog that can win outright. I will definitely be picking Texas at +190 or whatever. I just think they match up well with Georgia. We'll see. Could be very wrong there, but I'm willing to find out.
Bama's favored by a touchdown. Very non-competitive LSU game on Saturday. It was like, those are usually pretty good matchups. That was like just a ho-hum nothing, a nothing burger. Did LSU even score 7? I don't think they did. They scored 6.
It was an awful, awful game.
Awful game. Yeah, another one. Kind of like the late afternoon in the NFL. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves on the NFL next week 11. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.